Hello and welcome to the IRPP's Interview with the Author series. My guest today is Waleed Hejazi, a professor of international competitiveness who teaches in the MBA, Executive MBA, and Custom Executive programs, and is Academic Director of International Programs at the University of Toronto's Rotman School of Management. Professor Hejazi is the author of the IRPP study, Dispelling Canadian Myths About Foreign Direct Investment, available free of charge on our website, www.irpp.org. Welcome.
Thank you.
Professor Hejazi, your study aims to dispel myths about foreign direct investment to and from Canada. What are those myths, and how do you debunk them?
Well, the first myth has to do with the issue of hollowing out of corporate Canada. Each time there is a takeover of an iconic Canadian company, the media seems to jump on this and raise alarm bells about the hypothesis that when a Canadian company is bought by a foreign interest, that all of the head office functions would be moved out of Canada, and what would be left in Canada is the relatively low value-added functions. That has been shown not to be true. There are several studies that have been done that look at this issue rigorously, and they show that the amount of activity at head offices, in particular foreign head offices in Canada, tend to be greater than for Canadian head offices. So to say that differently, if you look at the amount of job growth at head offices, we see a lot more job growth at foreign head offices relative to Canadian head offices. So that's sort of the first point. The second point has to do with the trends in foreign direct investment. If you look at the data speak very clearly. The extent to which Canadian companies are expanding into the global economy, mm-hmm. that is faster than the extent to which foreign companies are buying into Canada. So Canadians are expanding globally at a faster rate than foreign companies are buying into Canada. And the third has to do with a study done by the Institute for Competitiveness and Prosperity, which looks at the number of global leaders in Canada. And over the past 20 years, they document, using several criteria, which the number of global leaders that were born and grown in Canada. And that number is actually increasing, not decreasing. So it's a myth that Canada is being hollowed out.
Have those concerns, have those worries that Canada is being hollowed out, that there are these corporate takeovers, have these concerns grown in recent years?
Yeah, absolutely. But then again, this is the schizophrenia that you see in much of the media coverage. On the one hand, whenever there's a takeover of a Canadian company, people are concerned that all of these head office functions are going to move to the U.S. On the other hand, Canada has become less attractive to foreign investors. In other words, if you look at the extent to which foreign companies are buying into Canada, Canada's share of those foreign funds has been falling over the past 20 years. When many people look at that number, they think it's obvious that Canada's share of foreign investment should fall because of the emergence of the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. So as they grow, they are going to attract more investment. So Canada's share should fall. However, in the study that we're talking about, we benchmark Canada, and we look at the share of investment that's coming to Canada, and we use as the base the developed countries or the G7 countries or the North American countries. So whether we take into account the emergence of the BRIC countries and the other emerging economies in the world, Canada's share of foreign investment has been falling. Mm-hmm. So there's this schizophrenia in the sense that on the one hand, we're concerned whenever there's a takeover of an iconic Canadian company, but on the other hand, we're concerned that we're not getting enough foreign investment. And so that's sort of the issue that we need to balance.
Do we want to reverse the trend? Do we want Canada to gain attractiveness as a destination for foreign investment?
Absolutely. The data are very clear that when countries attract multinational activity, there are many, many benefits that come from the presence of foreign companies, which we can talk about. But the other point is that every country in the world, virtually every country in the world, has created policies to attract multinationals, Canada included. And the reason that we want to attract multinational activity is that multinationals bring technology, they bring increased competition, they bring discipline to the local market, they bring spillovers, they pay higher salaries to their employees. There's a lot of benefits that come with foreign companies. So when foreign companies locate in Canada, that creates value for Canada. And if Canada is becoming less attractive, that's a bad outcome for Canada, and we do want to reverse it. And the Canadian government has worked hard on this exact issue.
So what are the key policy levers that affect foreign direct investment flows to and from Canada?
Yeah, so the one has to do with free trade agreements. And one thing that's important to note is that when you think about free trade agreements, one cannot think narrowly only about trade. Free trade agreements are much broader than that, and they're expanded to include trade in goods, trade in services, but also multinational activity. And we know that within the Canada-U.S. Free Trade Agreement and within the NAFTA, there's something called national treatment. But essentially what that does is it allows Canadian companies to have access to the U.S. market and would not allow the American government or the Mexican government to treat a Canadian company any differently than they would a domestic company. So national treatment provisions within any trade agreement is fundamentally important, in addition to these FIPA agreements, Foreign Investment Protection Agreements. And we know that Canada has signed many of these over the past 5 to 10 years and continues to sign these. In addition to that, the whole issue of taxes and R&D is very, very important, and the study has new insights on both of those areas.
Can you elaborate on that briefly?
Yeah, absolutely. The one result that was a bit of a surprise had to do with the fact that tax burdens in Canada did not deter foreign companies from coming into Canada, which was a bit of a surprise. However, tax burdens in Canada inhibited the ability of Canadian companies to become global. So when Canadian companies are saddled with high tax burdens, that may limit their ability to be globally competitive. So that's number one. Number two is no surprise at all, and has to do with R&D. We know that, and the theory of international business and competitiveness tells us, that companies develop firm-specific advantages. They do R&D. That R&D allows them to develop products or processes or patents or what have you that then allows them to become globally competitive. What the analysis in the paper shows very clearly is that industries in Canada that have high R&D expenditure as a share of total output in that industry, those industries both attract more multinational activity, but in addition, they create an environment where those Canadian companies are able to expand globally. So R&D is both an attractor of foreign investment, but also it's a way to get Canadian companies to become globally competitive. And if I may, this is a good segue into another important dimension of the study, which looks at outward investment and the benefits of outward investment from Canada to the Canadian economy.
Mm-hmm. Do you make any policy recommendations in your study?
Yeah, absolutely. The one has to do with not trying to restrict foreign investment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest
thing... For you, is that key? That's the sort of primary recommendation that you make?
That's the primary one. And there's many reasons, but I just want to give one, but there are many in the study.
Mm-hmm.
But the one has to do with the discipline that foreign investment has on domestic companies. When there's a company that's not performing well, shareholders can express their unhappiness by selling the shares in the company, and the share price falls.
Right.
So when share prices fall, that's showing disapproval. when you have the threat of a takeover, in a country the size of Canada, there may not be another rival that's Canadian that can take over, or it may not be allowed because of competition rules and so on. However, when you have a foreign company that's able to discipline Canadian companies by basically saying, if you perform poorly and your stock price falls, we can take you over. By limiting foreign investment, you eliminate the discipline imposed on Canadian management. You limit competition in the Canadian economy. You limit access to capital that comes when a foreign company invests into the Canadian economy. And another, and all of these are important, but another one that's also very important is that when a foreign company comes into Canada, it brings with it technology, know-how, managerial techniques that all benefit the Canadian economy. So if I may, the big statement I think that underlies my recommendation is the best way to protect Canadian companies is to create an environment in Canada that allows those companies to be as competitive and innovative as they can be so that they can be globally competitive. That is the way to protect Canadian companies.
Professor Hejazi, thank you very much for your time today.
You're most welcome.
Dispelling Canadian Myths About Foreign Direct Investment by Waleed Hejazi can be downloaded free of charge from the Institute's website, www.irpp.org.